Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Awful loss for the Mets. Yankees haven't scored a run in like 5 weeks. Last night, we discussed this earlier. Carl brought it up, and it's the one thing that I got on Mendoza for. Some people getting on him for leaving Peterson in, not going to Reed Garrett soon, or whatever it may be. I don't have any issues with that. Even pinch hitting for Young, don't have a big issue with that. All of a sudden, Starling Marte's a guy you can't wait to get up there. You know, 2 weeks ago, it's like, oh, Marte stinks, get him off the team. Now, I'm not saying he's not a proven vet, but anyway, I didn't have a problem with Mendoza, BT, outside of this cut when talking about Francisco Alvarez's decision to throw behind the runner when he had him in a pickle.
That's your reaction there, you know. You pick up the baseball, you get a runner that is hanging there between second and third, and he makes an attempt to go back. As a player, your reaction is you're gonna try to get him. And then, you know, he did a good job and took advantage of it.
Now, I have an issue with that. There's no way that's what you're taught. Yeah, if he's going back clearly, then yeah, you throw to second base. Even if it's too late, that's fine. You can't throw to second base if he's not going back clearly, which he wasn't because he ended up on third base. I thought you're taught to run at him. If you've got somebody hung up like that, you run at him. At the very least, you throw to third base and send him back to second. That's the worst thing that could happen is he goes back to where he was.
Listen, I think it's a little bit... And I'm not saying that you're wrong by running at him. That's certainly what you get taught
from
at a young
catcher,
age.
Maybe a little...
That's what I was going to say. Like, if it's a comebacker to the mound, that's a little bit easier. Pitcher kind of run at somebody, or you pick somebody off, or whatever.
Zeal talked about that, by the way, last night in the postgame, too. So it's not just Little League
stuff. I get that. And I watched a lot of the postgame, and I heard this Mendoza stuff as well. I didn't like it either. And I've heard that too many times from Mendoza. Now, when a manager or a coach talks about a play like that, see, to me, the messaging shouldn't be directed, I'll just use the Mets here, it's not about Nimmo or even Soto with his gaffe last night or Lindor. It's about the young players. It's about culture. And you know, culture is a word that gets stretched and at times can be very nebulous, so I'm going to be very specific. What the Mets, and I believe that they're more there than not, for sure, what they need to do is establish a culture, and now I'll finish the thought, of accountability. And when you say things like that, now, you know, on some level, Alvarez might be like, that's what my manager thinks. That's what I thought too. And it not that it prevents you from getting to the culture of accountability, but it certainly does not speed things up. I think he's got to be more clear in his messaging. I know you're not going to roll guys out and harpoon them in the media. That would be counterproductive in 2025. God forbid you say anything too raw about a player. Agent's going to call. Player's going to cry. I get it. It's different. We're different. Society's different. But that was a little too weak for me for Mendoza.
And the reason why I have an issue with it is because that's not usually how Mendoza is. He was holding guys accountable all last year and even the beginning of this year. That's what he does. He's been a manager who was able to be relatable to the players, but also hold them accountable. That was a great asset, a great strength of his a year ago. So I'm surprised that he let Alvarez off the hook there. I know it's a young player that's struggling, but you didn't have to bury him. You could have said he made a mistake. Mistakes happen. He's a young player. He threw to the wrong base. It happens. Obviously, you'd want a different result than that, but the fact that he would complete, like, to me, it wasn't about protecting Alvarez. I think Mendoza thought it was the right play.
That's almost a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Which I know. See, I know why you might say that. I think Mendoza knows baseball too well to think that. There
Dude,
is no
but
way.
Like, you heard it. I mean, he was making it sound like, well, he, as a matter of fact, when the question was asked, I think it was Gelbs who asked that question. He said,
Gelbs was good last night.
He goes,
Gelbs was good.
He goes, what about the Alvarez play there? And Mendy's like, the Alvarez play?
Yeah, I know. I heard that too. And even Gelbs with Alvarez, he followed up with a pretty straightforward, direct question. I thought Gelbs was on top of his game last night. All right, so the thing about Mendoza last year, it felt that way and it was that way. And listen, maybe this is a one-off, whatever. I do want to play one more thing for you, so maybe it's not a one-off. But think about the reputation he came from being Boone's right-handed man.
Yeah.
He was the guy who would get on Gleyber Torres.
Yes.
He was never afraid to play bad cops. So I know when you jump to the next seat and you're the manager as opposed to the top coach, it's a little different. I didn't like it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did he say about Soto? Do we have this, right? Go ahead, guys.
Juan is kind of waiting, and that was my argument there, you know. But obviously, for the umpire, he's got to wait for Acuña to show him the ball before he makes any call. So in the heat of the moment, obviously, it happens fast, and you go and argue. But a tough play there for Juan. Great play for Acuña.
Yeah, kind of 0 for 2. Tough play for Juan. Great play by Acuña.
I think he held Soto more accountable than he did Alvarez. For that. I don't think he excused Soto and said, well, he's waiting for the umpire. Like, he didn't blame the umpire. He just said it was a tough play, which to me is fair. Like, Soto got caught in between. He didn't excuse him. I heard that as more saying, you know, it was just a great play. We could have obviously handled that better. But with Alvarez, it was just like, man, what issue? And then he threw to the right base. I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a different presentation, but I think he missed the mark on both. I think the Alvarez stuff is maybe a little more disconcerting because he's young, and for the reasons we just outlined here, maybe not even realizing initially what was being talked about here. Just a rough night for the Mets. They got to clean it up, and you got to start tonight. You lose this game, that collar's going to start getting a little tight.
Yeah, well, and it's Sale versus Blackburn, so this might be the first game where I'm going in this season expecting the Mets to lose. I expect them to lose this game.
Well,
tonight.
Then, here's what's going to happen. Blackburn's going to be terrific.
Which I'd love to see. And go stick it to Chris Sale. Prove me wrong here. And if they win tonight, then all right. Yesterday doesn't feel as
bad.
Yes,
I would agree.
Then you still got to win the series. Then no harm, no foul. But the way that it lined up with blowing that game that you should never blow, especially to that team in those circumstances, having it followed up by Blackburn versus Sale. I mean, the Mets got to be huge dogs. And I haven't bet baseball all year long.
I'm going to guess that the Braves, take a look for giggles. I'm going to say the Braves are about 180. Maybe 190.
Yeah, I would go higher. I would say, I'm going to guess 220.
Really?
Yeah, for now baseball? Usually like three is at a, Sale versus Blackburn.
But Blackburn's coming off a good start. Yeah. He's just been a mess out of the bullpen.
Usually those lines are based off of the starting pitching matchup.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm going to guess, Hoff, maybe I could look this up here. I would say that the Braves are going to be minus 220 favorites. And I could be way off, like I said.
Boy, that might be a spot to take the Mets on the run line here.
You're not kidding.
Mets minus 1.5 here. You want to really jack those odds up on FanDuel.
BT and Sal on the fan. Jimmy is in Keyport talking about his Yanks. What's up, Jimmy?
Jimbo!
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love, love, love the show. And about the Yankees, right?
Yep.
I spot on with most of what you're saying. This is the issue that I always have. You know what? It does feel like the Yankees haven't scored in 5 weeks, even though it's been three games, really. And I get it. You guys got to talk about sports. My issue is, what do they do then? If this is reactionary, right? I have an issue with saying that this team is not built. And you even said it. You said, like, listen, at the end of the day, they're going to win 94 games. They're going to win the division.
But they're not going to win the World Series, which is the point.
Yeah.
And that's what I said before the season.
Well, listen.
This team's not winning the World Series.
These guys have been awful. These guys have been awful against the Red Sox in last night. Awful is an understatement.
No, we get that. Okay.
But But, like, I feel the feeling that I'm getting is, like, the ship is sinking.
Well, no.
And what do they do?
You gotta... Why did the Yankees lose to the Dodgers last year in the World? Now, the Dodgers have more talent, A to Z, but why did they really lose? Defense, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think the Yankees' defense is much better than a year ago, but I don't have a satisfactory feeling about their ability to hit in situations, which is why they never win in extra innings and which is why they haven't scored a run in four games.
Well, let me ask this question. Do you think they're a better lineup with or without Soto?
We've had this conversation. Yeah. Me and Sal disagree. I think they're better because they're longer and they're deeper. Without the greatness of Soto, that is a big hole. But up until the last four games, it was filled to the tune of the most runs in the American League. So I'm fine with the lineup up until the last week or so.
Yeah, and I disagree because I'd rather have the greatness of Soto and Judge, which can make up for the lack of depth in that lineup, which I still don't think that they have. Look, you can't have great depth if you're getting blanked for four straight games, 30 innings here. Not only that, when Aaron Judge did not hit last year, Juan Soto could help carry them. They had two forces. Also, Gleyber Torres. We minimize Gleyber Torres, and I understand why, because Gleyber Torres is a maddening player. He had to go. The Yankees had to move on from Gleyber. But let's not make it like he didn't have good offensive presence, especially down the stretch and in the postseason in the leadoff spot.
When they put him to the leadoff spot, yeah. Well, listen, there's reinforcements coming. One is back, Stanton. Yeah, a couple of hits last night, some weak hits by his standards, but a couple of hits. So he'll start hitting some bombs, you would imagine. Luis Hill's going to come back as well, as is Luke Weaver. Like, this is not the sky's falling for either team. But specific to the Yankees, there are two things that are missing again. A true, reliable leadoff man and guaranteed, proven protection behind Aaron Judge. And that's problematic when you have a $300 million payroll.
BT and Sal on the Fan. By the way, the Braves are minus 190 tonight.
I said 180, 190. There you go.
And the Mets are plus 155. So you can get the Mets at 1.5. Okay. I still would not touch that. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.